I totally just turned my phone off. 5:34.
Yeah. Stop it.
Okay, so this is Forrest Solis interviewing Darlene Reed on June 15th, 2016 at 5:34 p.m. for the Creative Push Project.
Okay.
So, set us up. Take us back to the conception of the first birth, the father, you know, all of that.
Well, I was 16 when I met my kid's dad. And I got pregnant with my oldest daughter at 17. And I had her at 18. It was a pretty easy birth, but she, out of all my kids, I had to deliver her by cesarean because she had pooped in the water. And
okay, I'm gonna pause you.
Okay.
We're gonna slow it down.
Okay, slow it down. Okay.
Because you have a totally fascinating.
Okay.
You know, meeting story that about with you and your husband.
So you want a little bit more of that in there instead of me going into the bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It like sets it up.
Okay.
And where you are mentally while pregnant and all of that and emotionally. Yeah.
Okay. Oh no, that's no problem. Okay. So I met him at 16 and had her at 17. I'm getting my stories mixed up here.
Take your time.
Okay. Met him when I was 16, got pregnant with my oldest daughter at 17, had her at 18. And because I was so young when I met him, he did not meet my parents at all. In fact, I was pregnant already when they found out about him. And our relationship was good. You know, I was so young, and he was, of course, 10 years older than I am. I mean, was at the time, I should say. And he was just, I loved him. I loved his personality. He was so fun, so outgoing, and just more or less my best friend.
Can you tell me about when you first saw him?
When I first saw my husband, in fact, we met twice at the same place. Now, the first time we had met, you know, it didn't go so well. You know, we met, he called me a few times, and we kept not being able to connect. About a year or so later, I went to the same place and saw him there again. And so it was unfortunate that he didn't really remember me. And to make my story believable, I had to tell him about this car he drove, which was like a Dukes of Hazzard car. The door on the passenger side didn't open. And so he's like, oh my God, really? And he actually gave me a ride, and I can't believe he didn't remember that. But anyway, so upon that second time of us meeting, we hit it off, and it was no more separation from that.
Can you set us up with like how old you were and how old he was?
I was 16 and he was 26. Dirty. I always tease him, dirty old man. Once I got pregnant with my daughter, because I knew I got pregnant by an older man, I really was afraid because he does have an older daughter. And to be honest, he did not want any more kids. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. And so telling him that, I was so afraid. But he took it well. He took it well. And, of course, I lived with his parents. It was nice because they have a big family. He had, it was seven siblings, and I was blessed enough to know all of them. We all got along well. And it was just good. And it was just so different from my family at home because I was the only child and my other siblings was all gone. And of course I'm just like, oh my God, here, this is family. They're so big. It's always stuff going on. And I really loved it. After I had my kid, my first kid, we continued to stay there at his parents' house. A little bit after that, we ended up getting our place, our first apartment on 35th Avenue in Osborne. Never forget that place, boy. And then I got pregnant with my son, my oldest son, which they're almost 2 years apart. That pregnancy was very interesting. Was, of course, not planned.
Are you talking about your son now?
Uh-huh, I'm talking about
my
son.
Separate the births out.
Okay, separate them out. So stick on this first
maybe
one.
Maybe do the first one.
Okay.
And then go from there. So, do you, I mean, So I'm very fascinated in the idea of a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old giving birth, like what that experience is. Did anyone prepare you for it? Did his parents? Did your mom? I mean, your mom didn't even know. Mm-mm. You have to really give it. There's a lot more information you need.
Okay. Now, no, I was not prepared. I pretty much, I was actually, it was me and him. You know, of course, once the baby was born, they all came there to the hospital and was just blown away. But with this kid, even though us being together while I was pregnant or whatever, once I had this child, it became everybody's baby because I'm the youngest child, and this was pretty much the first, you know what, I take that back because my sister has kids too. My first kid and my other two nieces and nephews, they were older. So she was kind of like the baby doll in the family. So it was times where she went from my two sisters' house to my mom and dad's house, and then me. It was just like, she became like the family baby. I can honestly say my oldest daughter had got so much love. Oh my gosh, she got so much love and was just spoiled. Oh my God, just to no end, because she was the youngest at the time. So she was spoiled, and they just absolutely loved her. And from birth all the way to now, and she just turned 29, she was an awesome baby and just an awesome person now, to be honest. I thank God that God gave me such a wonderful daughter. And lucky me, I had a cesarean and I got out of the natural birth, but I experienced it later on down the line. But, it was kind of nice, experiencing, childbirth, with her. She was a good kid.
So when you found out you were pregnant, uh-huh, you're 16, did you miss a period?
I did. I missed a period. I did. And at that time, because I missed a period, I didn't know. So upon that second month, me not having a period, I went to the doctor, and that's when they had, you know, the doctor told me that I was pregnant. My heart was beating so fast. I was just like, oh my gosh. I got this older man. He does not want any more kids. Oh my gosh. But you know what? At that given moment, if needed be, I would have raised, I would just had to been a single mom, because I was not going to give my child away, and I was not going to abort her. I was not going to do it. I was so prepared to be a single mother, but thank God it didn't work out like that.
So how did you hide that pregnancy from your parents?
I didn't see them. I did not see them. Mm-mm. I did not see them. And it was one of those things. He was an older guy, and me being young, and I just, you know what, for me to be so young, I think I was very mature, because what I did was I met this guy, older guy, just really fell in love with his family and just took on his family pretty much. It was difficult. My mother was very heartbroken that I did that, to be honest. She was, you know, it's already bad enough that you basically kept this guy away from us, and then not to be forthcoming about being pregnant. So it was something else. But you know, for the most part, once I had her, my family, his family, we all pretty much got along. Thank God.
So how was pregnancy? Were you surprised by it, or did you have girlfriends that had been pregnant?
You know what, I did, but it was nothing I really talked to them about. Once I got pregnant, I dropped out of school. I went to high school, and I ended up dropping out of high school, but I later went back and got my GED. Yeah.
So, did you gain a lot of weight? Did you get bloated? What was the experience?
You know what? I was one of the blessed people. With none of my pregnancies, I did not gain a lot of weight. I did not. My weight came after I had my last son. That's when I gained my weight, the biggest that I've ever been. I think, after I had him, I think I gained about 15 pounds, you know, after him. But the rest of my, I was gave birth, still had my figure. In fact, in my 20s, I did not look like I was in my 20s. So, yeah.
Because you looked younger?
I looked it younger, because after I had them kids, all kids, I lost my weight, And then as far as the belly weight or whatever, Ivan was able to get that back. And unfortunately, didn't the third or the fourth kid didn't. I wasn't so lucky, so that was kind of unfortunate.
Did you were you surprised by how you experienced pregnancy emotionally, like when the baby was moving, or?
I was to have this little being inside of you moving around, and the one that used to really get to me when in your rib, when that feet is in the rib. Oh my gosh! And you have to take your hand to move that feet out of there. So that was the only thing that was so annoying. But I enjoyed being pregnant. To be honest, you know, you get a lot of tension, and I didn't get sick on none of my kids. I did not never ever get sick. And it was always, and after I had the first one, the other ones, when I missed a period, I pretty much knew what was going on because I came on my period every month. So once I missed periods, I already knew, you know, what was going on.
So, you're further along. Uh-huh. Had you talked to a doctor about any sort of birth, like idea of how you wanted to give birth, or you just knew you would go to the hospital?
I just knew I would go to the hospital, and I just knew that, and we'd never discuss the different methods. I didn't even have a choice with her because she had boo-booed in the water, and they had to immediately get her out.
So did that happen? Did you know that there was a problem before you went into the hospital?
Or no.
Did you start getting contractions, your water broke? Set me up to okay. How you ended up there.
Now, with her, I started getting contractions, and her, I was at the hospital the longest. Because as soon as I mentioned it, mentioned to my sister that I had contractions, she was like, you know what, you better get to this hospital. And so once I got to the hospital, even though I had them, they wasn't close enough. So, of course, you have to do all this walking and stuff. And, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. With her, I want to say it was at least about 12 hours. It was about 12 hours because it was something else. And then, of course, when she boo-booed in the water, they had to go ahead and immediately take her out.
Okay, first of all, were you there with your now husband?
You know what? No. He was not there. With her, it was my oldest sister. She was there. And then later on, my mom and my dad had came.
Wow.
Later on, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I shouldn't have said well, but...
Nope, he was not there.
So were kind of estranged from your mother and father during the pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
And then at some point, did you call them and say, hey, I'm pregnant?
Mm-mm. When I did call, I wouldn't even mention nothing like that. I would not. Mm-mm. Young, and then you think, not thinking back, you know, young. Why didn't I? You know, so young. I mean, I don't know if I was embarrassed or felt that it was none of her business. I just don't know. I mean, it was, yeah, I did not.
Mm-hmm. So how did they know to go to the hospital?
Once I got there, my sister was the one that called them. Yep, she was the one that called them. Yep, to come there to see their grandchild.
Super.
And then once she got there, her mouth was open, wondering, why did you do this? Yeah, why did you do this? But after that, she was just all over that grandchild. You know, then that was enough said of that, thank God. But it was enough said after she was disappointed that I didn't say anything about it.
So, did she come after the baby was born, or was she
after?
There
after, mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay. So then I'm assuming you're experiencing contractions. You're walking around, and then your water breaks.
Yes. It broke. But in fact, the water broke, but because she had boo-booed in the water.
Can you just say, consecutively? Actually
happened? Oh, that she pooped in the water?
Pooped in the water. Okay, well, yeah. She pooped in the water, and they had to immediately get her out of there. Yeah, and that's the reason why I had the cesarean with just her. And I was told that after you give have birth by cesarean, they're all your kids, which was a lie. Because, in fact, I thought that, and I had actually asked the doctor, I said, would I get to do this by cesarean? He's like, no, it would be natural. Yeah. a vaginal birth.
So you've gone through now 12 hours of labor.
Yeah.
So maybe help set us up, like your emotional state. You've gone through 12 hours of labor. You're ready to have this kid.
Yeah.
Water breaks. You're told you're going to have to be in, done, have a cesarean.
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
That part, I was scared because of cesarean. I was scared whether I had the cesarean or the vaginal birth. Either way, it was. Because my whole thing is, you know, this is my first child. You know, anything could go wrong. Something could go wrong with her. Something could go wrong with me. So, yeah, I was very scared. I really was. I was very scared. But I got to say, after I had her, okay, let me back it up a little bit. Having a cesarean, they put you out. And I woke up to the baby being someplace else and her pushing on my stomach. And I woke up pushing her stomach, her hands off my stomach. And that was so weird to be out like that and then to be woken up to somebody putting pressure on your freaking stomach. So that was weird. And then a little bit after that, she went, because they was cleaning up the baby. And to be honest, I don't know how long I was out. But a little bit after that, she brought my daughter to me and I got to hold her. And I could just remember seeing her for the first time, just falling in love at how cute she was. Oh my gosh. I instantly fell in love with her. It was a bond right off the bat when I seen her.
So before they took you in for a C-section, did they tell you we're going to, you know, put this drug in your IV and you're going to pass out?
Or? Yeah, they did. In fact, they told me to count. And I think I got to 3. And next thing I knew, I was out. When I woke up to this lady pushing on my stomach. But yeah, that was, I found that very interesting to, you know, I'm put this in your IV and count to 3. And I counted to 3. Next thing I knew, I was out and then woke up to this pressure on my stomach. So that was interesting. To me, that was easy. That was easy. Oh my gosh. Oh.
How was the recovery?
The recovery was good. The recovery wasn't as fast as the last child. The recovery, I recovered pretty quickly. With her, I was in hospital 3 days with her. Yep, I was in hospital with her for 3 days. Oh.
Did your now husband come see the baby?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. He came to see her, and he was excited. He really was. He was excited. And they instantly had a bond. He just, my gosh, didn't want to put her down. So, yeah.
Did you nurse?
No. I tried it and didn't go so well. I thought I'd killed my child. I didn't have the right technique when I did it. And
can you say nurse instead of it? Like okay. When I was nursing, or just so that we can have some sort of point of reference.
Okay, when I was nursing her?
Just the word nursing.
Nursing, okay. Yeah, when I was nursing.
Start from the very beginning of the idea of nursing her.
Okay, yeah. When I had her, I tried to nurse her, and it didn't go so well. I didn't understand the technique. It was a technique to it, and when I tried it, she was gasping for air, and we had to fan her, and that was the end of that. I wasn't comfortable with it. No, that was it. So I tried it, but it didn't work out.
So, were you at home trying it, or were you in the hospital when that happened?
I was at home, and in fact, I think it was more of a thrill. I don't know if I want to say thrill, but it was more of my mom and my sister pushing the issue. And this sister didn't. She doesn't have any kids. So she really, really wanted me to breastfeed, and now go ahead and breastfeed, and of course I tried, and it was a disaster. It wasn't good, and I didn't try again. I said, forget this. Give me the bottle. Yeah. So.
So why was she gasping for air?
Because when you're breastfeeding, you have to, the part that's by her nose, you have to push that back. And I'm here trying to breastfeed her, and her nose is up against my breast. And that's the reason why she was gasping for air. And I was like, oh, my God, no, I don't want to do that. So plus being young and to be honest, lazy, to be honest, you know, to have to do my bra I didn't like the, to be honest, I didn't like the feeling of it, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-mm, the feeling was not. Mm-mm.
It's a good expression for it. Okay. So then you started formula.
I started the formula. Mm-hmm. And that was a child that could eat. And she had the fattest thighs. She was my fattest baby. Yes. Oh, well, you know what? I should have bought some baby food. Yeah, she was my fattest baby. Oh, my gosh, she could eat. Oh, gosh, she had a really good appetite.
So can you revisit the idea that she was the family baby doll? I like that.
Okay. Yeah. After I had her, I just hardly had her. She went from both of my sisters to my parents and then back around to me. And, yeah, she was just a family baby doll. And it was nice. It you know, allowed me to put my focus on school and other stuff. So that helped me out a lot, having the support from my side of the family. So that was nice. That was nice.
Great. So we can move on to the next one.
Okay.
So can you, but maybe tell us a little bit, because I find it, one of the things I find really fascinating is the fact that you were 16,
mm-hmm.
and you met this guy who's 10 years older than you,
mm-hmm.
and it just sounds like a recipe for disaster, right? You get pregnant, it's like the beginning of the end. But instead, mm-hmm. you end up having multiple children, and this long, successful marriage. Like, it's such a fairy tale.
Oh, wow.
But I think that it's interesting if you take us through, like, the changes, how, you know, your and his attitudes changed and his level of commitment and, you know what I mean, and his excitement for the idea of starting this family, you know, grew.
Okay.
From that initial part where he was like, I don't think I want kids. And I think that's so interesting.
Okay, so after we had the oldest daughter, less than 2 years, I got pregnant again. Now, once I got pregnant with the second child, that's when he spoke up. You know, here it is, you know, we already got one kid. We're not where we need to be financially. And, you know, I just hope that financially we're able to take care of this kid. So our relationship still, we still had a pretty good relationship. It was just that he was just concerned. But we made it through it. We made it through it. We stayed in an apartment that you know, wasn't in the best neighborhood. We didn't have a lot of money. But we made it work. We made it work. Without no assistance from his family, not no assistance from my family, we made it work. We sure did.
No financial assistance.
No financial assistance. In fact, that's when he got his CDL truck driver license, and he became a truck driver. And at that time, he made pretty good money. But because he was the only one working, you know, we had to go what we could afford. So after I had, I was pregnant with the second child. And after I had him, his attitude was different because this was a son. At this point, he has two daughters, and now he have a son. Now that changed his attitude. He was so proud of his son. Spent a lot of time with him. He took my son with him places. It was good. It was good. And with him, with my second son, the pregnancy, it wasn't bad. It was okay. And of course, I had to have him natural. And I did not take no kind of medications at all for none of my kids at all. I had them without any type of medications at all.
We're skipping ahead a lot though.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull us back to, when you realized you were pregnant with your second daughter.
Uh-huh.
And you said that he was, concerned about being able to, you know, handle having two children, and, you know, how did you feel?
At that point, to be honest, I don't even recall how I felt. I just know I was pregnant with this kid, and was just pretty much, I wasn't scared or nothing like that. I wasn't sad or nothing like that. I didn't have no feeling one way or the other. Now, when you get down to the other ones, that's when the feelings for me come in. Now, with the second kid, it was you know, okay, I'm pregnant, okay, and we'll get through this. But, going through the pregnancy with him, I didn't get sick at all. With my son.
So let's just end the second birth story before we go into the next. So just tell us, you can say pregnancy was the same, or you didn't have a C-section for the second one.
I did not.
So mm-hmm. Give us a little bit more information about that before we move on.
I did not have I had him, my second son, I had him naturally.
You're talking about your second daughter, though.
No, son, because it's four. I got the oldest daughter.
You haven't told us anything about the daughter's birth, your second daughter's birth.
Okay.
The second child was the son.
Yeah, it's the son. That's what I'm on
that's
now.
That's where I'm confused.
Yeah, because I'm on.
So you had a girl, boy.
Girl, boy. Yeah. So right now we own the second son.
So we haven't been communicating in that regard. You're probably thinking, what is this one talking about? Okay, so then you found out you were pregnant.
With the second child. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And you, did you get a sonogram?
Yes, I did. And they told me it was a boy. And so I was excited about me having a son. As soon as they told me it was a boy, I was excited because if I had my way, I would have had all sons. So I was just ecstatic. I was happy to have my son. That pregnancy was good. Didn't get sick or nothing like that. Upon my delivery of this child, it wasn't bad. I would have to say I was in labor probably about, I don't know, probably about 8 hours, 7 hours. It was nowhere near the first child. So I was not in labor long with him at all, and it was a pretty easy birth, no complications at all, and I refused all medications. And once I had him, and I got to see that after birth, which was so gross and scary, and I was like, oh my God, ugh. So that was weird. That was the first time I seen the afterbirth. I'm just like, that was just so gross. But you know, at him, it was good. It was good. My husband he was there for him. He got to see his son born. And at that particular time, it was just me, him, that was there. And then later on, family came. So it was just me, him for that birth.
So what was your method of coping with the pain?
I did it. I did it. I don't know how I did it. Are you sure you don't want nothing for pain? No, I do not want anything for pain. Now, epidural, that scared me. That scared me. I didn't know what it was. Every time they were over, I was like, no, I don't want that. Because I was just like, oh my God, I don't want that. So, but yeah, I refused that because it was just the name sounded scary. So, didn't want it.
So were you laying on your back the whole time?
I was laying on my back the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was laying on my back the whole time.
So you must have been, were you like bearing down or did you like count or?
Oh, and in that bed, in the contractions, oh my gosh. I've stayed in the bed the whole time. And yes, I did squeeze on the bed, sheets and all that. And then I said, oh my God, I'm not having no more kids. This is it. This is a wrap. Didn't know I was lying at the time, but yeah, it was something else. That oh my God, contractions is no fun at all.
Did your now husband like help at all? Did he, you know, was he rubbing on you or doing anything?
You know what? No, on this one, no. But no, he did not. No, mm-mm. He was just there, I tried to squeeze his hand. He was like, you know what? And no. He went for it the first time, and then that's he was like, well, no, you know what? You're squeezing too tight. So the hand squeezing, he wasn't going for that. So I did grip on those bars, blankets, and did funny stuff in the bed, and just, yeah. That right there was something else, because this was a birth that I had to, it was so different from my first one, put it like that.
We talked to a woman yesterday who said that she vividly remembers like the head and shoulders emerging from her vagina. Do you remember like the ring of fire and all that stuff?
You know what? Now on this particular, I'm so glad you said that. Now on this particular pregnancy, I just recall when you have to push, and I could just remember that head, poop, just that initial push and that head coming out. And of course he had the biggest head also. And so that initial push, and when that head came out, it was a piece of cake after that. But oh my gosh, yes, yes.
So did they you know, pulled your baby out, or you pushed your baby out, and then what did he look like? Was he like bloody or white? Or
he was like, very very bloody, and he was very bloody. Oh gosh, that was not a pretty sight. And my husband cut his umbilical cord, and he was just looking. I could just remember seeing him looking at his son like, you know, oh, my God, what the heck? But on this go-round, he didn't look at the whole procedure. Later on down the line, this story gets interesting as we go along. But, yeah, he just cut the cord, and that was pretty much it. But he was kind of looking at it like, oh, my God, it's ooh. Then I can remember him telling the nurse to go and clean him up, because he did that. That's not a good look. Go and clean him up, man. Bring him back, and I'll hold him. Yeah.
Did they put him on your chest?
No, they gave him to the dad. Now, yeah, they gave him to the dad. Yep.
Did you nurse?
Nope. Mm-mm. Did not nurse him at all. Did not nurse.
So as soon as you had them, and were they encouraging you to nurse, and you were like, no.
You know what they did, and I told them right away, because now with the first one, you know, I told them I was going to do both, and with the second one, I made it clear, no, I'm not breastfeeding, I will be bottle feeding. I didn't want to make that mistake, because they kept trying to push that in the hospital. So no, I told them straight out, no, I'm not breastfeeding, I'm bottle feeding.
Did you feel pressured?
The first time I did, this time they respected my wishes and started them on a formula.
Did you feel like there was any judgment about it?
No. The hospital staff, the nurse, the doctor, all of them was really, really good. In fact, the doctor that delivered my first child delivered the second child, so they had the same doctor.
Did the doctor give you any, you know, feedback on your, you know, performance? I don't know what you call it.
No. He just made the little joke, you know, that, you know, here we are again, you know, here we go again. You know, so he was like, you didn't learn nothing the first time, huh? Here we go again. That was so funny when he said that. He was such a cool doctor. But yeah, he was such a cool doctor.
Okay, so then you spend a couple days in the hospital, less or more?
With him, okay, the oldest daughter was 3 days. Him, I was in there for 2 days. 2 days with my son. Yep, 2 days.
Was he a similar baby to the first one?
No. He was totally, totally different. And right to this day, he's totally different. He was a good baby, too. And he, when I say different, he was a good baby. And then as he grew up, he's the type of kid that don't have a lot to say. Very easygoing, very cool, calm and collected, just very cool. And right to this day, he's still the same way. And I could just remember, times where he listened well, to where, you know, I would tell him, you know, Tyree, you know, don't do this and do that. And he actually would listen. And he was the only kid that would let me take a nap without bothering me. I could actually take a nap with this kid. The rest of them, no. But yeah, he's always been different. And he's just different in a way to where, he still keeps secrets rest of this day. That's somebody, if you told a secret to him, he would not repeat it. You know, he doesn't have a lot to say. Very easygoing, fun, nice guy. And just an awesome person. Very awesome.
That's cool. Okay, now how long is the gap between your second to your third?
About a 7-year gap. He was born in 89. She was born in 93. So what is that, about a seven year gap?
So what's the story there?
Now with there, oh, I was done. I was taking birth control pills. Oh, I'm not having no more kids. You know what? It's been 7 years. Maybe I can go ahead and just put these pills away, and boom, was pregnant. Could not freaking believe that. So yeah, the story there, I thought I was done, and that was a complete oopsie. Now this child was a handful. Now with her birth, okay. Now once we found out about her, that's when my husband told me, you really need to slow it down. You know, here it is. You know, we're about to have 3 kids, and you really do need to. I don't know what happened. You know, why aren't you taking your birth control pills? And you really do need to slow it down. So anyway, I agree. Yeah, you're right, but it's too late now. So being pregnant with her. She was a very interesting baby. My labor with her was about, because I learned from the other two, a little bit shorter. So I want to say maybe about 5 hours, because I knew not to just rush to the hospital with that one. So it wasn't as long. And then my water eventually broke once I got to the hospital with her. Refused all medications. Easy, everything went well. She came out, no complications at all. And he wasn't there for her either. He had to work, so he missed the boat on her. When I had her, it was, again, it was my mother and basically all of my family for that go-round there. She was a baby that cried a lot. She cried a lot. That was my little crybaby. Oh gosh, she cried a lot. And I just remember, I cannot let a stranger keep you, because I think they would do harm, because you just a little crybaby. She just, oh God, and had a big mouth. Oh my God, that was my big mouth baby. As she got older, she got a little bit better as she got older. Once she became a teenager, that was a whole different ball game. That she's very outspoken. That's what her thing is. She's very outspoken and I said that's my little fireball. But now she's 22 years old, and this girl is awesome. I didn't think that she would be the person that she is today. I didn't see it because she was, you know, crybaby as a baby. Then she kind of mellowed out all the way till she got, I want to say 14 all the way to probably 20 was the time that I think I could have packed my bags and easily not gave her my address. Other than that, you know, the pregnancy with her wasn't bad. It was a little, out of all the pregnancies, that one was one of the shorter ones.
It was a shorter pregnancy?
Shorter pregnancy. You know, the delivery time, I'm sorry, delivery. I carried all of my kids to term, the 4 9 months.
So you would plan on just going in there and having the same vaginal birth like the previous one?
Yeah, because it wasn't spoke of beforehand, and went in there and natural birth, and that was with that one.
Are you just like super brave? I mean, you seem like it, you just accept that's the process and...
Yeah, because, you know, having a mother too, I pretty much knew, you know, what the procedure was, and once they asked me if I wanted anything for pain or whatever, no, I don't want anything for pain. I basically want to get this over with. Gripping the chair and the bars and saying, oh my God, what did I do? And oh my God, yeah, what did I do? Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, that particular time I can remember in my mind, oh my God, I cannot believe this. Third go around, what is wrong with me? I can't believe I did this.
Okay, so, and you formula fed. And anything exceptional about the pregnancy or birth that you can remember before you move on?
With her, no. The last one, yes. Okay,
so you ready for it? Okay, set it up. Don't just get right into the birth.
Okay, now the fourth kid, once I got pregnant with him, I was very upset because I was 30 years old. I felt like I was an old lady, and I was not happy. In fact, this kid, I was considering aborting because I figured we wasn't where we were financially. I already have three kids, and I didn't want to create no more hardship and all that. And so when I went to Planned Parenthood to do the procedure, when they show a movie, they show you what they do to the babies. And I ran out of there. I was gone. And so I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. When I seen what they did to those babies, I was like, no, I just have to, if I need be, I'll be a single parent. If he want to leave me, so be it. Now bear in mind on this fourth go round, I did not tell him. I didn't tell him because I was going to board it. But what I did do, I was interviewing other people. You know, what would you do and all that, just trying to get some feedback. And when my oldest daughter had said that, anybody that boarded their kid, but I didn't tell her it was me. I was playing like it was just, pretty much just trying to get her opinion on it. You know, what would you do, if somebody, it got rid of a baby and all that, and for her to be young, she's like, oh my God, that's terrible. I don't think that's horrible. Anybody does it, that's horrible. So that kind of didn't make me feel too good. So I thought, oh my God, that's not good. So just different people I was talking to, just to kind of get their opinions on it, but not letting nobody know that I'm pregnant. So once I went there to abort this kid and they showed me that, I ran out of there so fast. Then I was like, oh my gosh. So I jumped in my car, was going down. I was just like a mad woman. So, I was like, oh my God, I got to come clean and tell my husband that, as soon as I hit that door, Wayne, what are we going to do? I am pregnant. What are we going to do? He's like, well, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? And I was like, you know what? I went to Planned Parenthood. I was going to get rid of this kid. And I seen what they did and all that. And I could not do that. So what? What are we going to do? And so I guess at that point, I was trying to figure if he was a board or was this a rat, So he was just like, we're going to have the kid, and just have to make it and do what we can. So as time went on, he later found out that this was a son. Oh, I even went as far as, because the sister that does not have any kids, I went as far as, I said, well, Wayne, what about us letting Corrine raise him as hers? Because I felt so, I think every female should have a baby to experience that. Because I felt bad. I was like, well, let my sister raise him. She was like, are you out of your mind? Your sister's not raising no kid of mine. And so he's like, you know what? You're going to have this kid and we're going to, we're going to figure this out. And so once he found out this was another son, he was so, oh my God, he was a very, very good dad. I mean, he just wanted me to eat certain things. He talked to the baby in my stomach. He just did kind of weird stuff though. But he just was blown away about having another son. He was just so excited. And so once I had, and this is probably going to sound unbelievable about what I'm going to say. And once I had my son, naturally, no problems at all. He cut the umbilical cord and all of that. And he was talking to my son. And this is going to sound unreal. He actually said something. And I had heard it. My husband had heard it. And we were just like, my husband, like, I'm so glad you said it. It was just like he had recognized his voice. And he said, it was like something came out of his mouth, like baby talk. It was just, it was so freaking weird. I was so creeped out about that. And it was just, I was just glad he heard it because I was just thinking, I hope I'm not losing my mind. But my husband heard the same thing I heard. I got to back it up even more. When it was time for me to go to the hospital, he was scared. And so I knew I had to talk in a calm voice and not to get excited because I didn't want to excite him and then him get into a panic. So I had to tell him in a calm voice, Wayne, I'm having contractions. It's time for me to go to the hospital. So by him being so nervous about all this, as if this was his first kid, but by him being so, end up getting excited and all that. So I took my time going to the hospital. Took my time, and so he had to make a stop, two stops. He made one stop to the liquor store. He had to go get him a beer to calm his nerves. Then he had to go and get my sister out, you know, because my sister at the time, she lived with my mom. So he had to go and pick her up because he wanted her to come. So he picked her up and both of them came. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm going to have this baby in the car. He had to make all these freaking stops. Are you kidding me right now? So thank God we finally made it to the hospital, and I wasn't there at that hospital no time at all. And the lady said, you know what? She put me on that table, and she monitored the contractions, and she said, you know what? We're about to have us a baby. I kid you not, I was in the hospital probably less than an hour before I had him. That was my plan. All the mother ones, having to wait and all that, that was my plan. So when I hope I'm not making a mistake, but my plan is to get in there and handle my business, and that's exactly what I did. Went in there, and it took no time for him to come.
So you were in labor at home for a long time?
Yes, 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 I was. I just, in my calm, because it took him a minute to get dressed. I was like, Wayne, I'm having contractions. And it was just like, you know, your voice is too calm. No, you're not. So he continued looking at TV. I'm having contractions. We have to go ahead and get dressed. So finally, he got dressed and all that. And didn't even call my sister to warn her that we need to go to the hospital. We just drove over there. So, and I thought, oh my gosh, what if she needs to get dressed? So that was that. At that point, I was like, oh my God, maybe this wasn't a good idea for me to plan this way. But it worked out. It worked out, in fact, better than I thought it would. It really did. Once I got there and gave birth, he cut the cord, and that was that. And I could just remember how freaking excited he was. He was just happy. And with this kid, I got out that next day. Yeah, with this baby, I got out the next day, and it was smooth sailing. In fact, they were giving me a baby shower. I took him to the baby shower. And he was like, oh my gosh, you can't do that. You go home. You just had this baby. And they told me to go back home, though. But yeah, uh-huh. So he actually went to his own baby shower.
Was he early?
Nope. Mm-mm. It wasn't early. And this is another thing, too. He pretty much was on time. Yeah, because the rest of the kids, all my kids, they had the dates was pretty close. It was pretty close. He was on time.
Was there anything exceptional or that you want to mention about after you brought him home?
Yes. No, when I brought him home, lucky for me, all his siblings were older. So he became the baby doll. It was very easy. They helped me out a lot with him. Financially, we survived it. He got a better paying job. By that time, I was studying for my real estate to get my real estate license. So it all financially worked out. It really did. But yeah, he was a good baby. He was a good baby. I had no problems at all with him. He was just and now he's 16, and he's good. He's good. Got a great sense of humor. Out of all my kids, he has the best sense of humor. Very tall. He's the tallest boy. Yeah, he's the tallest one.
So when you reflect back on your life, I mean, it's like so amazing how far you've come and how much has happened. And what do you think? Like, can you kind of just reflect on your experiences since you were 16 to this point now?
Yeah. From when I was 16, being young and didn't know much and having an older guy and just having to go through just being in a long-term relationship and not having, you know, having to deal with relationship, and when I say relationship issues, him being older and wanting to hang out with his friends a little bit more, and then you have that, and then I'm pretty much stuck with these kids and stuff like that. But you know, looking back from there to now, I wouldn't change a thing. Now all the kids, well, three of the kids are grown. We have the 16-year-old at home. My husband is you know, when his truck driving career, I'm in my real estate career, and we're just happy. My whole thing now is I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change nothing I went through in the past. No regrets, nothing. I love, take the bitter with the sweet, pretty much. Yep.
Yeah. Anything else you want to ask, Ashley? To clarify anything? Or
I don't think so.
And all that, you wrote all of that? Oh my God.
I know, she's so good.
She's really good. If I could read them, it would be really good.
We need to hire Ashley, an assistant, to do note taking. Okay. So a lot of times we'll ask people at the end to think and see if they can come up with a word or phrasing of words that kind of summarizes their experience. Because we're separating these stories into themes.
Okay.
And it's been a really interesting way of maybe finding that theme emerge.
Well, you know, I would describe mine as rocky. Rocky for the simple fact is, you know, to being this young girl with this older guy and just having to experience him, you know, on a party with the guys and me being stuck with the kids and me not certain on my future and oh God, yeah. Yeah, I would say rocky.
When did he propose?
We got married. I'd already had my first daughter. I had her in 87. I want to say in about 88, because I had my son in 89. Yes, it was. Now I know how it was. Now, when I had my son, I was married. But when I had my oldest daughter, I wasn't. And so I was like, oh, my God, my daughter's a bastard. You know, but yeah. Yeah. And so all the other kids, I was married. But with her, I was not.
So was that... was he the guy you wanted to be married to for the rest of your life?
You know what? At that given moment in my mind, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I you know what? I married him. For one, I got lucky to marry the guy that I was deep in love with. But the rest of our lives, I did not think of that. Mm-mm. I thought of it. In fact, you know, I'm marrying my kid's dad and somebody I truly love. But lifetime, mm-mm. I wouldn't have guessed in a million years I'll be still with this guy today. I would not have guessed that. If someone would have told me, I was like, no freaking way. I wouldn't have guessed it.
Why? Because you were just so young when you met?
I was so young when I met him, and I just wouldn't have guessed it. I mean, I would have thought that because I was so young and inexperienced that this guy, he's an old fart now, and, you know, maybe I might get somebody younger my age or whatever. So, but, yeah, I thought he would become boring or whatever. But the older this guy get, the more interesting he get. He really does. He's more interesting now than he were back then, you know. So he's so, oh, God, he's such a... And what I love about him now, he's older now. He's 57. He's older now. And I had the opportunity to see a young guy with a nice body to a guy that's on the heavy side with a big belly and gray hair in his head. So I think I'm more just, I love where he at now. You know, I love just looking at him age and the maturity and just the man he's become, to be honest, you know. So, but yeah. But if someone asked me when I first married him if this was life, no. I would probably told him no. I'm marrying a man I love. I don't know how long, but he, you know, when I'm a certain age, he's going to be old. And I may not want to be kicking it with him then, you know. So, but yeah.
You know, it's what's amazing to me is, like, when you're 16, you're just not usually making the best decisions.
No!
And to actually be able to just fall in love with a guy who has the kind of character that, you know, like, it does the right thing. You
yes,
know? And,
yes.
And stands by the woman he loves and grows his family, and it's pretty cool.
It really is. But you know what? I really, his mom is deceased now, though, but I give a lot of credit to his mom. You know, this girl, 16 years old, I was lucky that she even let me come there to live, you know. You need to go home to your parents. But no, she let me come there to live, and I just embraced their family. That was like my family, you know. So, but I told my husband, I wish she was here today so that I can thank her. I really do. I really would like to express my gratitude because my home life, my dad, he was a drinker, you know, and I just hated it there. I mean, he was a drinker, and then he talked with nonsense, and had these random friends over and stuff. I was just like, ew, that's why I stayed gone. As a teenager, I stayed gone a lot, and I worked at an early age, you know, as a result of that. I just didn't even want to be there. So when I met this guy and I was able to come over to his place, you know, I'm just like, you know, and then just took it upon myself and just moved in. And I didn't ask his mom, and I just moved in. Who does that? That's why I wish she was still alive. I said, oh my gosh, Tom, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to just move in your house. But look, yeah, I got all your grandkids. But yeah.
Is it funny being a mom of girls now and thinking about them at 16, when they turned 16, you were like, gosh, I had met this guy and I had a kid at 17?
You know what? My kids are so different from me. And I'm so glad. They're so different from me in as far as I was just a free spirit. You know, I have friends or whatever, and I just go and spend nights at their house. And and I never got into alcohol or drugs or nothing like that. It was just me just being gone. I just had to be gone, being with friends. And my kids, because I didn't want them to be like me, they had freedom. I gave my kids freedom, and they didn't take it. And all of them, they didn't really get out and start doing stuff until like they was like 16, 17. That was all their age and time frames that they went out and done stuff with friends or whatever. And I'm just like, thank God. I mean, thank God you wouldn't like your mom. Because I mean, it was times where I would leave that Friday and come back home Sunday. So yeah, I did what I wanted to do. But I never got into trouble though. Never got into trouble. That's why I say, looking back, I think it was a blessing that I did meet my husband. Who knows what could and would have happened, you know. So I thank God that I met him. He just had a quality in him that I just couldn't resist. Good quality.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. Okay, awesome. I think we're good.
Okay.
Anything else? It's a wrap? We're good?
Oh.
All righty. I'm hitting this.